Good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. It's a happy day, Alan. You know, you see an article in the paper that says walking in nature could be good for your brain.
I'm a happy kind of guy, and I know I get out there a lot. You know, it's true. If you sit in front of a television set, I'm telling you, this is personal and anecdotal, but if you sit in front of a television set, even watching your favorite show like Hawaii Five-0 with the Rifleman, you know, there's always a sort of sense of depression that may set in. But if you get out and do your hour-long, four-and-a-half-mile walk each and every morning, as I did in Italy, having to get out real early, you know, you get happier. There's no question that something happened. So what they're finding, of course, now is that people who use the parks have better mental health than people who do not. Well, you know, there are so many potential variables here. Wealth, who lives near Central Park, who gets out, who has a dog, so you have to walk the dog all the time. Frankly, I think this one's going to take a little time to evaluate as to whether or not we really understand what's going on.
Well, maybe fast food workers will be happier today.
Yeah.
Now that New York, following California and Washington, D.C., makes a move on the minimum wage, but the first state to do it for a specific sector of the business community, and that is fast food workers, $15 an hour, Alan.
Well, I don't deny that they deserve that. I'm sure a couple of hamburgers across the counter and their wages are paid. Nevertheless, I also think that this business of identifying sectors is dangerous because now you see, if you know lobbying in New York State, you know that each of the sectors will get busy lobbying the legislature, passing money around. And so it's a little suspicious that only one group gets it and others do not.
We'll stay with New York for a second, and we see that State Senator Thomas Libous will lose his seat after being convicted of lying to the FBI about arranging a high-paying job for his son. The federal jury found him guilty Wednesday. Under state law, the felony conviction, of course, means the number two Republican in the Senate must lose his post in Albany, another legislator.
Well, Libous is a much-liked man, unlike certain other characters around here. And so there'll be a certain amount of sympathy for him. What you learn from this is if the FBI comes to visit you, always tell them the truth, because he was convicted not of a crime, but not of telling them the truth. And people have rights. So they can not talk. But if you talk to them, you can't lie to them. That's one of the advantages that the government has when they try to prosecute people. And I think that is a point that Preet Bharara was trying to make, which is it makes the investigation much easier if you're interviewing the person and they tell you the truth.
Republican presidential candidates expressing disdain, Alan, over Donald Trump. One article we're looking at for the Media Project called The Summer of Trump NATO, and Trump is getting ready to make more comments about immigrants. Today, he plans to go to Laredo, Texas for a news conference at the border, and we've even been witness to him handing out Lindsey Graham's cell phone number and then Lindsey Graham putting a video together where he destroys his cell phone.
Well, of course, he puts that video together. Lindsey Graham is showing up not at all in the polls, or just a little. And the idea that you could get a little bit of a boost by being anti-Donald is pretty good. Listen, there are those who are not Lindsey Graham fans. There are those who are not Donald Trump fans. In fact, somebody once said, this sort of reminds me of the earlier Iran-Iraq war. You didn't know which side to be on.
Finally, rally in New York City. Thousands gathered to respond to the Iran nuclear deal, and they were chanting, kill the deal.
Yeah, look, there are going to be a lot of people who are opposed to this. We know that the Israeli lobby, look, Netanyahu has been very clear on this, is there. This is a tough one. You got Chuck Schumer running for Senate again. He's about to assume the head of the Democrats in the Senate role, and yet here comes this thing. There are a lot of Jewish voters in New York State, and nobody wants to alienate them. The newspaper papers are being very careful with it. The New York Post is really giving Schumer a tough time virtually every day. I think Chuck's going to do the right thing. I think he's going to study the thing and then he's going to be supportive of the president. And I have to say, I know an awful lot of American Jewish people who are for the deal. So that while a group gets out, I think you could probably raise a group of people who really wanted it to happen.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us.
Thank you, David. Happy to be here.
Me too.